This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Von Sinatra, swing to Brando stage. Marilyn's Grace to JFK's age. It's Johnny Russo, Hollywood's own. The genie Raymond's secrets are shown.
Welcome, everybody. It's time for another Hollywood Godfather podcast. We have some surprises for you. Some video that shocked me to death this weekend. Not to death, thank God, no. With joy. And we have a mailbag show, which I love doing. So it's part of my birthday celebration. And with that said, Jeannie, Mike's going to put up a tape right now. Engelbert Humperdinck invited me to his show and surprised me and had him and the whole audience sing happy birthday to me. So I want to share that with you for a minute, and then we'll come back and do the mailbag.
All right, sounds great. I can't wait.
It was a great singer. And the gentleman that's here tonight, I'm going to introduce you right now. He was in The Godfather. It's Gianni Russo. Gianni Russo.
Okay, wasn't that great? I love it. I mean, this guy is such a friend. You know, we've been friends for over almost 50 years. Is that wild?
That's crazy. And yeah, you can feel as young as you want, but then you say something like, we've been friends for over 50 years, so you're like, oh, shit.
He's 89, and I'm 83. And he's been coming to State Street and everywhere else, but that was such a nice thing for him to do. And I wanted to share it with you because I know you like him, and I know our audience. There's so many people that love that guy, and for good reason. He's such a talented guy,
and such a sweet man.
Yep.
I mean, he's very manly, but he is very kind and a sweet nature.
He's gentle.
Yes, that's exactly how I would. So, how was the concert?
Unbelievable!
Amazing. I know. I'm so jealous. I'm glad. How was your birthday? Fantastic.
What's still going on? You know, I celebrate for a long time. I cannot believe, though. I have to thank everybody out there. I have gotten literally over 600 personal wishes.
I love that.
And I answered most of them. I can. And for anybody I didn't, I apologize. But I've been getting emails, and I mean, it's such a nice gesture. And
Oh.
I never thought I'd make 89. I thought making my 20s was enough.
Yeah, so 82, right? Are you 82 or 83?
83. In America, you say 82, but in America, you are 24 months old before you go to two.
Got
Because
you.
you go, you're 1 month old, 2 month old. By 12 months,
Sure.
you're celebrating your first year. Well, the next day is your second year, not your first year. See, in
Well, that makes
America, they
sense.
say the first year is 24 months long.
Well, that it's funny because there was some sort of joke about people calling their kids, they're 36 months. They're like, just say they're two or just say they're three, you know. But I see what you're saying. Well, I'm glad you had a great birthday. That's fantastic. And I'm so jealous, of course, that you got to go be with Engelbert because.
Oh my God, did we ever?
Yeah, you
Great
know,
night.
that I'm telling you, and Engelbert, if you watch our show, I'm still in awe
He
of
does.
a
He does.
good Engelbert. I love you, and I love that concert, and I'm still, appreciating getting to go to it every single day. So thank you. So I'm glad you had a great birthday.
Still celebrating.
Fantastic. All right, should we just start in on the mailbag?
Please.
All right. So the first question is from Dan, and he's in Detroit, and he said, Gianni, what is your favorite birthday that you've ever had? What age?
Wow. This may sound strange to you. After I got out of the hospital at 12, I was there for 6 years. Most people know my past. But ever since then, every birthday that I celebrate, I totally appreciate.
Yeah. I thought you would say that. I did think you would say that because you are so thankful for every day.
Oh
And
no.
that's one thing I know about you.
Nope. And I, most people don't thank whoever they believe in. I
Right.
pray to God every day. I don't want to sound corny, but that's my belief. And I think you should believe in something, even if it's a monkey, other than
Right.
yourself. But no, I've been blessed, so blessed.
Well, that's fantastic. And that was my guess on what you would say, because I do know that one thing about you is, even the way things started out for you has made you a very grateful human being.
Oh my God.
And that you appreciate every day. You appreciate that you can walk across the room. Things so many of us take for granted.
Hello.
Because we just get up and walk across the
Well, no,
room.
and I can't blame them for that because for not appreciating it, because when it's not taken away, you don't know about it.
Exactly.
And boom.
That's exactly right. And just like the people who have been wrongly incarcerated for all these years, they don't come out madder than hell. They come out so thankful to be out and for
Knowing
that.
what they missed.
Right, and just so grateful to be out instead of bitter and nasty, and that has been true for any of those situations where I've seen that, where someone was incarcerated for a long time, and I think it's just a reminder for all of us to be thankful for things
I didn't know you knew people that were incarcerated. I thought you only knew nice people.
that
Most of my relatives are incarcerated yet.
but wrongly accused and going to jail.
Wrongly. Oh no,
Wrongly,
no.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All my family belongs
Yeah,
there.
they got there on purpose. They didn't get there on purpose, but they sure tested the waters, huh? No, I think it's good, and I try and find it's easy to fall and into a poor me situation, but boy, is your life happier if you can appreciate the things that are going good. And
I do.
especially this time of year when the holidays are coming, it'd be real easy to get down in the dumps and worry about things that, maybe you don't have. And it's such a better practice to try and not go there and just be thankful for all the things that you do. So, all right. So, this is Sandy. And Sandy said, Gianni, I've read your book, Mafia Secrets, and I really have enjoyed every bit of it. Do you worry about any blowback from any of the stories that you've told?
Not one. Anybody wants to come, come on. Come on over. I'll give you my address if you're serious. I don't, you know, that whole world is done. The people that are in it now, I don't worry about one of them. I know the right people, not the wrong people. And I know the wrong people that are in the wrong business. So I've survived it. I've been shot, run over, stabbed, my throat slit, kidnapped. What are you going to do to me next? I'm here. Right. I'm like a cockroach. You can't get rid of me.
You're still standing. I love that. You know, so I had a friend call me and say, I'm in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo. And I jumped in the car after work last Wednesday, right on down the I-15 straight to Las Vegas. And it was a hoot. It was so much fun. There's cowboy hats on every single.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
As far as I could see. Yeah.
The last week of December, forever, they take over the town.
Oh, Gianni, it's insane.
Well, the normal people are not coming. So the Binions, I know everybody put that together. Jackie Binion, all them. They put that together. It was the smartest thing, and it goes on forever now.
Yeah, I can't remember what day it starts. It goes on for about 10 days, and it started out, I think there was a Cowboy Christmas, which is just a big shopping thing right. at the convention center. And now I don't know if they have one at Mandalay Bay this year, but they just have shopping things everywhere. And that's part of the fun. So this was, I sat with plenty of people. I happened to be in a VIP situation where I got to sit in at the Rio, which was fantastic. I mean, the people putting on a show, Cowboy Lifestyle Network, they were incredible. Just all the different people and bringing this and really trying to pick up, you know, get Las Vegas going and have a good show
funny.
You know.
Two of my friends built the Rio. Tony and his wife, yeah, the Marnells. I know them. I was there when they opening day many years ago.
Well, and I didn't know there's something called the Masquerade Tower. I don't know how new that is.
Sure.
But that place is giant.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I don't know if Vegas is kicking back to life or if it's just this weekend it's alive and well.
No, that week. I mean, unfortunately, I know some people that they're not doing well. About six casinos are not in the black. They're not getting the tourism, but they got to go back to the old ways. They started charging people for parking and for drinks and ridiculous amount of money, and that's not what Vegas is about.
Right.
Too much competition right now.
That's right. So as I was talking to people there, they said, well, ask your friend Gianni what he thinks about the way it's ran now as opposed to the way it was back then, where you sit at a slot machine, and normally back in the good old days, if you're playing and putting money in the machine,
you're buying your drinks, of course.
Well, now you're paying, I paid $17 for a Crown and Coke.
I know, but let's talk about the mailbox. Forget about
that. Well, that was a question from the theme. And do you think that's what's hurting Las Vegas?
Oh, definitely. That you can't, I mean, you just can't change the posture of what you were and think people would just keep coming. They're charging for valet parking. They're crazy. They charge locals for valet parking.
Right.
That's insanity.
Yeah, that's what he said. What do you think the downfall was? And do you think they can recover?
I don't know. There's too much competition now.
Right. Well,
New Orleans is killing them.
Oh, really?
Well, New Orleans, that's the new destination.
Wow. And I do know, as far as people used to go to Las Vegas for like bachelorette parties and parties, and now they're going to Nashville. So,
well, the thing with me, I just signed a major deal, fortunately, with Resorts World. And Resorts World has one of the biggest properties down in Vegas, and they are doing great business because they're operating the way it used to be. It's the old Stardust property. They built three hotel towers there. They got 3,500 rooms.
Wow.
It's insanity. No, but if you know how to work it, you'll make money.
Right.
But
I mean, there's so many people there, but I just wonder, And like I said, I got a bunch of questions from the people that I was, I had so many people down there that I met in the last couple of days. I know I was telling them about our podcast, and they were so enamored at the fact that I was working, doing this with you, and so all the different questions that came up during the rodeo, just because I said I know you. So let's see
Yeah,
what this.
I put 30 years in Vegas. I got there in 1959, left in 89. That was a 30-year run. I was in there every day and night, but I owned properties and clubs. My first club I opened with Elvis at the Tropicana Hotel called Tiffany's. Then I opened State Street with Sinatra and Sammy and Dean. They did 3 days for me and opened that and charged me nothing. I mean, I could talk about Vegas all night long.
Right. Well,
Let's do the mailbag. I love this mailbag part.
Well, these are questions that I have. They didn't come in through the
Oh,
mailbag.
really?
Just
Okay.
came to me. Oh, yeah, th throughout this weekend. So, this is from Samantha. Samantha said, "I'm loving the book Mafia Secrets. I have not finished it yet. I'm wondering if you are appreciating all the good reviews and are surprised by." And are surprised by how well this book is being received.
Well, I'm not surprised by it because I saw how the people caressed my first book, Hollywood Godfather, My Life in the Movie and the Mob. But people are enamored with the mob. They can't get enough of it. I watched Bogart and Cagney. I said it 100 times, make a career out of it. And I said, this is interesting because, I've been around the mob all my life, fortunately. And I say that meaning I really feel very fortunate. That, I've been around it. I love those people. They know how to treat people right, and it's been good. So I'm not, I mean, thank God, Mafia Secrets is going through the roof. And now, which we'll get into with James Patterson's book, what he's done for this book is insane. But that's another whole show.
Well, it's funny you say that because the next question was one I just got, and they must have heard the podcast from last week saying, I can't. Oh, let's see. I am so surprised by the similarities between your book and James Patterson. What do you think of the coincidences?
Well, it's the greatest thing in the world for me because I've been saying this for 63 years. I knew Bobby Kennedy killed her. I was at Cal Neva with her. When I left, she was alive, and 3 days later, she was dead. So, I mean, that was in 62. So that's the situation. So, no, I mean, I can't thank James Patterson. I don't know him, but I think we're going to be in touch because George Gallo, who was making another movie of mine, we just switched. He said, we got to do this one first. This is so big. Because it's about, it's about presidents and attorney generals and Marilyn Monroe. She's an icon. Which is going to be a show. Make sure you tune in to next week's show, everybody, because we're introducing something I want your help on. That's just a clue. So next week's show, right after this, is going to be a show that's going to include you, and you won't believe what it's about. How are we doing as far as time? We need to do a commercial.
I was just checking that to see where we're at on that so we can. All right. So let's go ahead and do a commercial right now and we'll come right back and get back to the next questions.
Well, the big commercial is, fortunately, this book. Thank you all so far. It's been amazing. And like I said, I love it because it's going to clarify a lot of things about Marilyn and some other people. But the sales have gone out of the roof. You can go on Amazon now, anybody that's listening. Amazon's offering the book for 20% off for the holidays. So you could save $5 or $6 per book right now on Amazon.
Well, that's fantastic. All right. So that's going to lead to our next question. And I know just like me, I am busy and sitting down to read a book is very time consuming for me. But the next question is Matt and he is in San Diego. He said, do you know how soon your book will come out on Audible, the audio
Yeah, it should
version?
be out in a week.
Right. So,
Should be
and
out
that's like,
in 1 week. Just check or go on Amazon again. It's the best way to buy it and download it. It may, as you're listening to the show, it may be up for sale.
Oh,
I
good.
read it. I read that one too, so that's good.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell you, everybody, there's nothing better than listening to it straight from the horse's mouth, and that is the
The
absolute
publisher
truth.
wanted somebody else to read it. I said, I don't want nobody to read this book. He said, you'll read it? I said, of course I'll read it. And I did the first book. That went through the roof. I think this
Exactly.
one here is going to be even more interesting.
That's right. All right. So the next question is from Deborah Kelly. She said, were you around Hollywood when Manson was? Would love to hear some stories. I don't know if they mean.
If I was around when Charles Manson was there, he would never survive. My friends and I would have took him out with that crazy group they had. I
Isn't
couldn't
that
believe it.
insane?
No, me and Nick Nitti were doing some things with the Vatican during that time.
Well, yeah, that's not. There's so many crazy people out there. You just wonder how those lunatics ran free. You know what I
Yeah, but
mean?
you know what it is? It's I not to bring up negatives, but I watched last night what they did in Australia. They mean they killed 12 people, lighting the menorah, the first candles of menorah. They shot 12 people and wounded 29 others. I mean, I don't know what the hatred in this world. But like you said, and you know what happened? Like you just pointed out, there was some good Samaritans. They jumped in and took and disarmed these people.
Really?
That's how they got them. Guys jumped the shooters with rifles, and they didn't have them, and got control of this thing. It would have been a total massacre. Well, let's not talk about negatives. I hate that, especially around the holidays. There's so much hatred in the world. Grab each other and give yourselves a kiss.
That's right. That's
That's it.
right. Well, you know, speaking of that, you know, back to Las Vegas, but they had this great big sale and they had these little slippers, little cute little slippers made of cowboy boots. And they had them on sale for $1. They're
Wow.
cute. They're cuter than hell. Just a little pair of slippers. And I went in there and I'm like, I've
For a
got,
dollar, you should have bought 2-3 dozen.
I did. I'm like, I'm giving these to neighbors. You know, I know a lot of people that have young kids. I mean, they're cute as could be. They
Oh,
just look
that's
like a
wild.
cowboy boot.
How could
And
they
it's
sell
so
it for a
cute.
dollar?
I
Jeez.
have no idea. Roper has a great big outlet this time of year, and they bring it. I've never seen anything like it. They're just bringing in tons of stuff and dumping them in there. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do something good for somebody else right now. So I'm challenging everybody that's listening to our show, do something nice for somebody this holiday season, because it's just,
It
it's,
makes
and
you
it's
feel
not even
good.
hard. It does make you feel good. I don't need the credit. I'll leave it on the doorstep, but it just is so nice to help. To help people when you can, and those were cheap and easy, so it was very nice. So let's see. Oh, let's see. That wasn't a question. Hold on. Oh, it says this was a fascinating show. Referring to the last one, I adore Marilyn and have believed it was murder in regards to her struggles. I think Marilyn was an inspiration. She became the most famous person and icon. How did Joe DiMaggio take her death?
Well, Joe was, I mean, soon as he found out, he flew in. You know, they were getting together. I knew that. She shared that with me. That's why she, you know, Costello hid her out here in New York for a year to study with Lee Strasberg because she wanted to become a legitimate actress, not a
Right.
sex symbol. And that's
Right.
all the Xanax wanted.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
At Fox, they wanted to be this TNA saw,
right.
And that's what Joe DiMaggio was so jealous about, and that's what broke up their marriage. So she was becoming a legitimate actress and ready to do a co-star with Frank Sinatra in a movie. And they killed her.
Well, and in the prime of her life.
Oh, my now, God.
Did she have
she
parents
was 33.
Around?
What?
Oh, are you kidding me? I was just about to ask you that, how old she was. 33.
33.
Unbelievable.
33 or 30. It was 33 or 35. And it was in between that.
Yeah, just like very young. I mean, Elvis died at what, 42?
Well, Elvis was a whole different thing.
Well, right,
Elvis
right.
Elvis wasn't killed. He was took drugs.
Right, but I'm just thinking, these are people that are still icons, that are still
but, you
so...
know, I talking about Elvis, I got really close with Elvis for years. His Memphis Mafia, they used to call themselves.
Right.
All his prescription drugs that he was taking were all the members of his mafia. Why do you kill the golden goose? You idiots. Without this guy, he's nothing. They saw him blow up. They saw him what was happening. And they were in control of it. Stop giving him the drugs.
Yeah.
You're supposed to love the guy? Come on, man. They should go to jail.
Well, yeah, all the drugs that were showing up in there. But, you know, that's a position. I'm sure there were so many people that he had to be pushing, throwing his weight around, you would think, you know, and insisting that they do what he wants.
That's why I'm glad that this one doctor who was giving that one actor, they found him in a swimming pool overdose. He got 3 years as a doctor. He was prescribing the drugs. That's what should have happened. All those drugs they found, all those prescriptions, with everybody else's name on, every one of them should have went to jail.
Oh, you're talking about Matthew Perry.
Exactly.
Yep. Right. Yeah, it's amazing and those dum-dums were dumb enough to put everything in text message.
No, but the bottom line, I can't believe like that doctor, who's a doctor, who took an oath to cure you, not to kill you. They only gave him 2 or 3 years. They should put him in jail for life. Because he knew better.
Right. Right. And they know that's how's that ever going to go well? All right. So this is from Stephen. Stephen is asking, what is your favorite thing to do at Christmas time? Do you have some sort of tradition that you like to do either for yourself or for someone else?
The one thing we did for many, many, many years is every Christmas Eve, we used to have a feast on 7 different fishes. It's an old Italian thing, but I used to have open house. In my houses in California, I had 60, 70 people come. But now I'm traveling a lot. In fact, this year, list for our audience, the first show of this year is going to be coming from Ireland, where I'll be on screen with you from there, and I'll be in Ireland for Christmas. So what I'm going to experience for the next few years, I want to be in a different country each year. I want to celebrate and see how they do it. So I'm going over there, and as life would have it, people found out I was coming. So now on January 2nd, I'll be doing a show from Ireland at the Lark, and I'm filming that, and that'll be part of these shows too. So that's what I want to do. I want to just go out there and do. You know, because what having the amount of kids that I have, they all got married. They all have families. There's no way to get them. I have 33 kids. Imagine 33 families.
And then
in-laws and outlaws.
Well, and that's the thing. Even with my kids, you know, you get them for like my mom, like you're saying, your kids and grandkids, everyone included. You just can't get everywhere. Either everybody has to come to you, you know, it's impossible. So, that's exactly how it is. And you can't, it's hard to make everybody happy, but
no,
that's awesome. All right. So let's see. All right. Back to the next question. What was your favorite? Oh, everybody's in the Christmas mode. What was your most favorite Christmas gift you've ever gotten? And what is the most favorite gift? I can't talk right. What is the most favorite gift you've ever given and gotten? Sorry.
Wow. Well, the best gifts I've ever given were gifts that nobody thought I would do. I overheard conversations.
Oh.
And I took care of people's certain things that they were overdue in their mortgages or car payments. And I just did it quietly.
Right.
It made me feel good, but I didn't want them to think they'd come knocking on my door for more.
Oh, sure, sure.
But that's what I did.
I love that. I love that. All right. Let's see. All right. This is from Mark. Mark said he saw the coverage of your unveiling of the Dorothy Kilgallen Street. Has there been any more talked about as far as finding her killers?
Well, we know who her killer is. I'd have to find her killer. I know who her killer is. No, but, you know, Dorothy Kilgallen pursued and was about to write. You know, she died 3 years after Marilyn by the same killers. So, I mean, the same killer now, it's Mark Sinclair. James Patterson says it. It was Bobby Kennedy. He annihilated all of them. And now him, 33 years later, can do that because he has the investigative reporters. They found everything. They found all of the autopsy reports, all the police reports, and it all came down to the Kennedys, basically Bobby. So, I mean, there's nothing to find. That's done. In fact,
I'm so sorry. You said that the congressman said there's nobody to indict.
Well, the congressman that we knew went to Bragg's and they wanted to open up the cases again. And then when we looked at them, they said, well, you know, we could open them up, but there's nobody to convict. Yeah. So what are we doing it for?
Right.
Which if you tune into our next show, you're going to find out what I'm doing, at least for Marilyn.
Right.
Or we're
and you
doing.
Know, it does. It does matter because we had a gal that commented and said, you know, Dorothy lived kind of had a struggle in life and this and that. And they make it sound like, that she was kind of had some issues. And I'm like, well, a lot of people have a lot of issues. They don't go kill themselves. And there was
She didn't kill herself.
Exactly.
I mean, anybody that knows that she had children, her home on 68th Street is $22 million. She was a big star. She was a star of a TV show, What's My Line? She had over 10,000 syndicated columns a day. Even if she only got a dollar, she was making $10,000 a day. She ain't going to kill herself.
Right.
No, people try to look for the negative.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, you know, to get her death certificate turned, her family members should do it. They can do it. I don't know why they don't want to do it, but they didn't even show up for the unveiling of the sign.
Right. Well, and like you said, they still think they have something to be afraid of, which is unfortunate.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Everybody's done. There's nobody coming after them. And that's why even the James Patterson book, which I keep referring to, the housekeeper now, the housekeeper that was there and knew what happened in that house, they said, if you say a word, we will kill you and all your family. So she was petrified.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
Knew who she was talking to. But the only reason he's getting all this information now, everybody's dead. There's no threat. But it's too late. Too little, too late.
Exactly. Not
straighten out anything.
Well, and that's the thing. There's so many people that would like to know the truth, but there's not. People are too nervous to step up to it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I can understand that. You're talking about governments, people in power. They'll annihilate you while you're down the street. And you won't even know it. I mean.
Well, yeah, they threaten your family. I sure wouldn't be stepping up to just put my family in harm's way when you have no idea where that's going to go.
It's one of the old, the things that work with these people who are in that kind of power. If they could act, why would you want to? You can't do what they can do. And if you tried it, you're going to go to jail or you're going to die. So mind your own business and go home.
Right. And why put your family in harm's way? You can't be everywhere. You can't.
Nope.
Yeah. That's a wild situation. All right. So let's see. All right. Adam. Adam is from Dallas, Texas. I watch your show from Dallas and I sure enjoy it. You mentioned that you are going to be opening Resorts World in July. Is there certain tickets you can buy for that opening, or how do we get to go and see that grand opening?
Well, what's interesting now, I just got a memo from them, from my guy, Dino Trombino, who's the head of the players development. They're moving their opening up to April 1st. That's how fast they're moving. So it's April 1st. And it's going to be at Aqueduct Park. I'm sure you just call and make a hotel reservation.
All right.
And then if you're there, then contact me and I'll get you into the parties. That's easy.
All right. So what will you be doing there? Are you going to be doing a live show?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm doing a show at every one of them as they open. You know, I've done one already. I've done, Resorts World of Catskills.
Catskills, yeah.
Which I enjoyed. And now this was supposed to be the next big opening was 4th of July. They're moving so along. They want to open, and we'll know that by next week if the commission allows them to open sooner. But they're ready to go with live games, like just like Vegas. So it's going to be a great relationship. I love it because it's right here.
Oh, yeah.
I go over to 59th Street Bridge. I'm there in a half hour.
That's incredible. That is awesome. So are they opening more? I'm sure they're always doing more, but are they opening more Resort Worlds around?
About six that I know of.
And you'll be opening it, everyone?
That's why I want to be with them. And I happen to know the owners of it out of Malaysia. They were good friends with Nawan Bakri, my partners. No, I mean, I got friends in business. But these operators are gazillionaires. Forget billion, trillion, gazillion. They got so much money. Their casino in Malaysia, you can't believe. But this is the same group that is backing Resorts World. I mean, they have all the money you want.
That is insane. Well, I can tell you, being in Las Vegas over the weekend, you can certainly see where the money is.
Oh, yeah.
It's not hard to spot.
Especially with Texans.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was people there from Kentucky and, all over the world.
Or the States. Anybody who knows anything about horses, they're expensive. And then get thoroughbreds. Or if you, I got a guy, he talks about it like it's a car garage. He has 100 Arabians. 100. They're $1 million a horse. That's $100 million in horses. He's got to feed them and everything. It's crazy.
Right. It is crazy, the money going around in the horse business. So, like I said, I talked to a lot of people in the horse world this weekend, and I had talked to a guy. His name was Mark, and he said he used to go to Aqueduct every weekend. And I told him, I thought you sang the opening song.
Oh, I did.
You're right. And I said, I'll ask him what it was because I couldn't remember. So what was
Well,
it you dated on?
I used
Right.
I was I used to
Delmar.
go I used to go to Del Mar with Jimmy Durante and his wife. And Bing Crosby
Oh, that's what he said.
sang the song Where the Surf Meets the Surf at Del Mar. So he did that until he died. Then Jimmy Durante asked me to do it, and I did that for years. The opening day at Del Mar, I love being down there.
Well, that's funny because as I was telling him this, he said, well, then he must have known Bing Crosby used to do that. And I
Of
said,
course.
talked about so many people. I said, that doesn't, I said, I'm sure he's brought his name up, but I
No,
know he told
Bing
me.
Crosby started it as a favor to Jimmy Durante. And Jimmy Durante had a table in the surf club, in the turf club, at the 50-yard line. So I joined them all the time. I was young. And then they asked me, and I started singing it. And the funniest thing, when they brought me onto the track to sing it, they played the trumpeter, Johnny, the trumpeter that plays that, da 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 da
Yeah.
da da da. He used to do the theme from The Godfather on it, which everybody went crazy.
That's hilarious. So, do you remember the years you used to do that?
Oh
What
my
up?
God. I was in my, I Jesus. I was in my 30s and 40s. It's got to be
That's
40 years ago, 50 years ago.
Well, that was so funny because, like I said, here's all these cowboys and all these people I'm around that are in. I mean, these people have big businesses. This guy I was speaking to that was talking about the horses in Del Mar and asked if you knew Bing Crosby and knew of them singing there and stuff.
Oh,
And
yeah.
yeah. And I said, I'm sure he does. I said, I don't remember exactly, but I'm sure. And he said, double check, ask him. I said, well, we're doing a mailbag on Sunday, so I'll let you know.
You know, you just reminded me of something, and I'm glad you did, because I got a birthday wish this weekend from Tracy Tracton. Now, anybody knows Del Mar, the best restaurant in Del Mar, right next to the racetrack, was Tracton's. Her father
Oh, really?
opened it. Now she still has it. And the person who used to take care of me at the racetrack is Betsy Christmas. Is that wild? They both sent me a birthday wish.
Birthday wish.
I haven't talked to them in 10 years because I
Oh
don't
my
go that
gosh.
much. No, it's so crazy.
Isn't that wild? I swear every time something like that comes up, it's always just it's weird that that happened. But yeah, he was a big time horse racer and now lives in Florida and doing all this stuff. And
Well,
as I
I'm sure
spoke
you went
about
to Tracton's. If you were at Del Mar, if you could get a table at Tracton's, you were somebody.
yeah.
They had their tables for the whole meet. They were there every night. It was the only place to go. They could walk from the parking lot right into Tracton's, and that was it. But and Tracy, the daughter who's running it, a great human being, always treated me like her father did, and I was there constantly. But I'm not on that coast right now. And then, you know, when I went to Italy, I never got back into that. So
Right.
I've been doing so many other things, fortunately.
Right.
But
Okay, well, I have a question. So being around all this stuff, I mean, you've been involved in everything. I know you were involved in cars and you were involved in different things. Did you ever own a horse, racehorse?
no, I was
Oh,
going to
okay.
do it, but you know, it, to me, I just don't have the time to go to racetracks and go here and there. I mean, to me, you know, I took up golf, and that was too much time. Well, it's 13 hours a day. You go to lunch, you play golf, and you're not doing nothing else.
Oh
I
my
got, you
gosh.
know, I like, you know, yeah, as you know, I have like 20 businesses, and
Right.
I don't want to get stuck with one thing. And moving horses around are not easy. I have
Right.
friends that have horses that they trail them. They do. Yeah, I mean, it's, and I'm not
Yeah.
really into it, you know.
Right. Yeah. And there is in Vegas, you said there was a game that you played. What was it, Baccarat,
Yeah,
that you
well,
were
yeah,
good at?
Baccarat. Yeah.
I passed that this week, and that's one game I know nothing about.
Well, that's the easiest game in the world, but it's very high stakes. Nine is your point. You got to get 9. So if you got a 7-2, it's a natural 9. 6-3, natural 9. You can't beat that. So, I mean, it's a great game, but you don't want to get into gambling, believe me. That, talk about money.
I don't have any money to get into gambling. Are you kidding me?
Especially that game.
No. All right. Well, it's time for another break. So give it just a few minutes and we'll be right back.
Okay. And again, all I'm promoting right now, not all, but obviously it's this book, Hollywood Godfather. You got to get it and get it now if you can. Go online, go to Amazon. They're offering it. And get the book. When you see where I'm going, I'm going to be in New Hampshire. I know that the last 2 weeks of January, when I come back from Europe, I'm in New Hampshire, all the restaurants around there. So come see me with the book. I'll sign it for you and or anywhere else you find me. But this book, I want it to be the biggest book it could be because it's sending a message. And I think what's going to happen from it now, between Patterson's book and my book, this is the movie that we're making with George Gallo next year, which is amazing for me.
Is that already in the works?
Yep.
No.
We're in talks of closing it.
Wow. I'll tell you, there's not a soul on the planet that makes as much out of a full 24 hours as you do. I think.
Thank God.
Exactly. Okay. This says Gianni, and this is from Roger Hare. Roger, thank you so much. You are always so great. You always listen. You always comment, and we appreciate you.
Oh, great, Roger. Thank you for being a big fan.
Yes, and it's always so complimentary. He says, what is the real story of Sinatra's actions helping Sammy Davis Jr. after his auto accident? Auto accident. P.S. Love the show.
No, one thing about Sinatra, he does things quietly. He doesn't do it for the glory. He loves Sammy. You know, he was the one that when they got to Vegas, Sammy wasn't allowed to stay at the Sands Hotel.
Oh.
He had to stay downtown where the black section was. Well, when Sinatra heard that, he said, I ain't going on. If he's not sleeping in a room next to me or down the hall, I'm not going on. But, I mean, Sinatra, people don't even realize how much good he's done quietly without blowing a horn. I remember we were somewhere, and there was a big flood, and the 6 school buses got wiped out. And we happened to be watching the news. He told Dorothy, call them up quietly, get them the 6 school buses, we'll pay for them. And don't tell them it's me. I mean, that's the kind of guy he is.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think we got to go. It's been a great show.
Yes, it has.
Keep your cards and letters coming. We appreciate you. Have a happy and healthy new year. Whatever your belief is, believe in it. And God bless you and your family for Christmas.
That's right. Happy holidays, everybody. Stay safe. Be a good human. Take care of your friends and family and strangers if you need to. Do what you can and be good people.
Nice. All right, please.
All right.
Till next week. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.